A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you? But to fear the Lord your God and follow his ways exactly, to love and serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I enjoin on you today for your own good. Think, the heavens, even the highest heavens, belong to the Lord your God, as well as the earth and everything on it. Yet in his love for your fathers, the Lord has so attached to them as to choose you, their descendants, in preference to all other peoples, as indeed he has now done. Circumcise your hearts, therefore, and be no longer stiff-necked. For the Lord your God is the God of gods, the Lord of lords, the great God, the mighty and awesome, who has no favorites, accepts no bribes, who executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and befriends the alien, feeding and clothing him, so that you too must befriend the alien, for you were once alien yourselves in the land of Egypt. The Lord your God shall you fear, and him shall you serve. Hold fast to him and swear by his name. He is your glory, he your God, who has done for you those great and terrible things which our own eyes have seen. Your ancestors went down to Egypt 70 strong, and now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars of the sky." The word of the Lord. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. He has granted peace to your borders. With the best of wheat he fills you. He sends forth his command to the earth. Swiftly runs his word. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. He has proclaimed his word to Jacob, his statutes and his ordinances to Israel. He has not done thus for any other nation. His ordinances he has not made known to them. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. As Jesus and his disciples were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were overwhelmed with grief. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and said, "Does your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes," he said. When he came into the house before he had time to speak, Jesus said to him, "What is your opinion, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects or from foreigners?" When he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Then the subjects are exempt. But that we may not offend them, go to the sea, drop in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. Open its mouth, and you will find a coin there worth twice the temple tax. Give that to them for me and for you." The Gospel of the Lord. And so we sit there and we listen to the word of God from Deuteronomy. And, you know, as I was getting ready to come down, I was listening to "Our God is an Awesome God." I love that song. So I'm like, "Our God is..." And then I realized I was going to be late for Mass. But anyway, this is what Deuteronomy talks about today, that our God is an awesome God. And this awesome God, and even says the word awesome, that he is awesome. And so he is great God and mighty God, the Lord of Lords, an awesome God. And then he sits there and says, "Now, what does God ask of you?" So our awesome God, this is what he asks of us. "But to fear the Lord your God and follow his ways exactly, to love and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I enjoin to you today for your good." That everything God tells us to do isn't for him. God is God. He doesn't need anything from any of us. He is an awesome God. But when we obey him, when we do exactly as he says, then it's for our good. It's for us to grow in holiness. It's for us to grow in more in love with him who loves us more than anything. So today, God tells us what he wants of us, and we might sit there and think it's impossible. It's impossible if we try it under our own strength, but not if we do it together with Jesus. We can do all things in him who gives us strength. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Stand in